Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. English is a fascinating language. It's very versatile. It's very easy to jump between word classes. You can turn a noun easily into a verb and the other way around. And I would like to talk about some inspiring examples of English, what I call noun adjectives. So things that are adjectives but can also be used as nouns. There will be some interesting examples with funny stories behind them. So this is for language lovers. Stay tuned and enjoy. One of the many reasons I love the English language is that it allows for almost unlimited interchangeable usage of word classes. You can turn a noun into a verb, to pool, and vice versa, mix up, and even combine the two. While this is grammatically true for my native language, German is far less tolerant of neologisms. Here are some examples of inspiring English noun adjectives. Noseblind. It may be a marketing stunt by a famous home care giant, but it aptly describes what happens when your sense of smell gets used to a particular odor. How else can people stand working at Lush? Some people are obviously noseblind with regard to their own BO, or the perfume they use in chemical warfare-related quantities. And, according to the group's website, their products are consumer-preferred. Gun-shy. The one and only time I heard this expression was to describe a dog's unsuitability for hunting. Apparently, it can also be used figuratively in the sense of suspicious. Streetwise. My husband is a moderate man. He doesn't despise many things apart from Margaret Thatcher and the Pet Shop Boys, but when it comes to potentially dangerous situations, he can be outright anal, to use one of my favourite colloquialisms. For example, he says one should never go and see a flat offered on the property market on one's own. It may be a setup and one may end up being mugged or worse. And he always tells me to hide my purse when builders come. He calls it streetwise, I call it nuts. He calls it growing up in Southeast London, I call it drinking from the paranoia cup. My husband insists that the only reason I'm so unreasonable is that I've clearly never lived in Southeast London. And finally, a known ice cream brand used the borderline wank word expression gelateria inspired in a TV commercial, whatever that may mean. Is it ice cream that's prepared in the same way as ice cream? It seems that advertising is a field with a particular propensity for such compounds. At least the word inspires the creation of more such terms. A Portaloo evoking interior design, an OAP riddled pub, a tosser informed decision. The sky's the limit. Next week, let's take a closer look at Britain inspired houses, and one room in particular. The Pommers Buddha says, beware of nerd induced ear bleeding. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.